Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. The older I get, the more one thing matters to me, that my loved ones get to heaven. But some have fallen away from the church. Maybe yours have too. That's why the church gives us a powerful way to unite so that what I offer spiritually can help not only my loved ones, but yours. Archbishop Naumann has established us as a public association of the faithful. This means that all the prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of our members form a spiritual treasury that can be offered daily to God for the church and for each member's personal intentions. As a member, you may offer your share for your loved ones, trusting God to apply real help for their conversion and salvation. But to fully participate in these spiritual goods and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. It just takes an act of the will. So click the link below to enroll. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged, because the judgments you give are the judgments you will get, and the measure you give will be the measure you receive." Then, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus immediately adds, "Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned." What does Jesus really mean by judgment and condemning? Well, first of all, prudence is the art of making good decisions, and it involves three steps. First, we deliberate, which means we gather all the relevant information, all the facts, and then we weigh our options. Second, we make a judgment. We discern what is right and resolve to do it. And then third, we act. We carry out the decision with firmness and follow through. God created our intellect, our mind, to judge reality rightly. We must judge ideas or moral positions, statements and teachings of morality. We have to make a judgment. What is true? What is false? What is right? What is wrong? What is good? What is evil? And we must judge actions. Which behaviors are right and which are wrong? These judgments are necessary to live according to the truth and make good decisions. But we cannot judge the interior state of persons. We are not to declare someone as evil or condemn their soul. Only God knows the heart and sees the full truth of every person's freedom, intention, and responsibility. So Jesus is not forbidding us from using our reason to distinguish right from wrong. That's the very reason why he gave us reason. What he does forbid is condemning persons, assigning guilt as if we were God himself. In short, judge truthfully, condemn no one, leave the final judgment to God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. In the gospel of today's Mass, Jesus continues, "Why do you observe the splinter in your brother's eye and never notice the plank in your own? And how dare you say to your brother, 'Hey, let me take the splinter out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own? You hypocrite, take the plank out of your own eye first, and then you will see clearly enough to take the splinter out of your brother's eye." Well, I don't think any of us want to be hypocrites. So what do we need to do to see really clearly? I thought I'd give you a step-by-step process to see yourself and myself more clearly. Step one, place yourself in God's presence and ask the Holy Spirit to show you your sins. Step two, begin by reviewing the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God. Where have I placed my security, or happiness in money, success, health, or others' opinions. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Do I curse? Use God's name carelessly, or invoke it to justify my will. Do I take his name in anger or anxiety? Keep holy the Sabbath. Have I missed Sunday Mass? Do I treat Sundays as God's gift of rest, or use it just to catch up, consume, or escape? Honor your father and mother. Do I honor authority? Parents, church leaders, civil leaders? Do I speak respectfully? Do I care for my aged parents? You shall not kill. Do I harbor anger, grudges, resentments? Pride refuses forgiveness. You shall not commit adultery. Have I failed to live Christ's teaching on marriage, divorce, or the church's moral teaching on sexuality and reproduction? You shall not steal. Do I take what isn't mine? Time, credit, goods, attention? You shall not bear false witness. Do I lie, even little white lies? Do I exaggerate the truth, gossip, or manipulate the truth? Do I distort the truth for self-protection? You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Have I committed sins of impurity or lust? You shall not covet your neighbor's goods. Do I envy others' success, wealth, talents, or blessings? I probably don't have to mention it because you're safe on this one, that you probably don't covet your neighbor's ox or his ass. So we'll just leave that one be. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. After identifying our external actions, our behaviors, we need to look for reoccurring patterns. We should ask ourselves, what situations do I repeatedly fall into sin? Where are my relationships strained? Where do I consistently feel anger, resentment, anxiety, or shame? Look for habits that reveal deeper dispositions. I often criticize others. I lose patience with this family member. I worry obsessively about this thing or that. I avoid difficult conversations out of fear. These patterns expose habitual ways of thinking, reacting, and relating. And it's here that sin becomes entrenched and self-perpetuating, often feeding the same interior roots. Seeing patterns is essential for deeper freedom, because the patterns show where we are enslaved and where Christ wants to set us free. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. But now we got to get down to the roots of our sinful actions, pride and the seven deadly sins. Pride shows itself whenever I place myself above God. I rely on myself instead of His grace, or defend my ego rather than seek the truth humbly. It takes many subtle forms. Pride can take the form of the fear of being seen as weak, or needing always to be right, or refusing to forgive because, you know, they don't deserve it. Maybe we resist correction, or we crave control, or perfectionism, or self-importance, or the refusal to admit a fault. This all comes from the root of pride or vanity, which appears as the craving for praise, approval, attention, admiration, and the fear of losing reputation, or envy, which manifests as resentment towards others' success and an inability to rejoice in their good, or sinful anger, which comes to the surface in outbursts, internal rage, or slow-burning resentment. Sloth, which hides in avoidance, procrastination, spiritual laziness, a lukewarm spiritual life. Greed, which drives an excessive concern for money, possession, or status, and causes us to be or to fail in generosity to the church and the poor. Gluttony, which expresses itself through an overindulgence in food or drink, even entertainment and distractions. Or lust, in the form of disordered sexual thoughts and desires and behaviors. Every sin can be traced to one of these roots. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Now the Holy Spirit has prepared you to receive the healing, forgiveness, and grace that can only come from Jesus in the sacrament of reconciliation. And the Catechism explains the great benefits of regular confession. When we go to confession, Jesus forgives our sins and removes the guilt that separates us from God, restoring our friendship with Him. But He also repairs the damage that our sins have caused to others and to the church, bringing us back fully into His family. And if we've committed mortal sins, Confession removes that eternal consequence, restores God's divine life to our soul, and opens heaven to us again. And after confession, and you've probably experienced this yourself, don't we just feel lighter? Because the weight of guilt has been lifted. But confession doesn't just deal with the past. It also strengthens us to resist future sin and helps us grow in holiness through God's grace. So now that you've done your examination of conscience, let's let Christ heal us. Let's go to the sacrament of reconciliation and let's get rid of the guilt and stop carrying that weight around. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, today, Teresa, since we were meditating on plank eye, maybe we could all do a brief examination of conscience and offer that up to God as our little offering to help bring about the conversion of all our loved ones. Teresa, I want to give a shout out to a rosary group out there. They call themselves Rosary Coast to Coast. It was started by a great guy, Cody, with two other people. It's now grown from 3 to 12 or more. And they have such a simple format that I wanted to share it with everybody. These are people scattered all around the country, and they've been meeting every Wednesday evening for 4 straight years. And it's very simple. They just have this calendar invite with the link for Zoom that repeats every Wednesday night. And they gather together and they catch up a little bit. And then one of the people pulls up our Rosary podcast on our website, the School of Faith website, and then shares the screen with everybody else. So everyone sees, they hear the audio and they see the transcript. So then they pray the Rosary together and then they just have a little conversation. And then they always end by asking, who has prayer needs that we can all pray for? And that gives them a chance to share what's going on in their life. And it's so powerful because through this, they really love and care for each other. Because through this simple process, which only takes between 40 minutes and an hour, they really know, understand, love, and care for one another. And I love this because what have we seen are the barriers to people having a Rosary group or praying the Rosary with others?
Well, a lot of people, it's finding the time. People are so spread out. It's a lot of work to host. It's a lot of work to open your house to people. I feel like a lot of us feel unprepared to lead people in conversation.
Yeah. I mean, even just the fact that when I do it in person, I have to take a shower, I have to put on the right clothes, or I have to get in my car and go somewhere.
Yeah.
Where this removes all of the barriers.
Yeah.
And it literally, it's 1 hour,
mm-hmm.
but it really...
1 hour with nothing on the side, because it's not a commute, it's not getting ready, it's just open your laptop or your computer, wherever you're at. Yeah. I think that's the most beautiful part of it.
And they have really built what I think everybody longs for, real spiritual friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a simple way. And I really commend this group, but I want to encourage everyone. Anybody can do this.
Anyone can do this. And there's so many forms it can take depending on your lifestyle and the people around you. But there's a form of Rosary group for everyone.
Yep. That is exactly right. So, Cody and your group, keep going. Let's everybody do something like this. Well, thanks for the conversation, Teresa.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.